Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are Cody Buse and Corinne Henderson from Palmer High School. Welcome, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, cool. Before we jump in, a couple of quick Farmland Trust reminders. Number one, we have our first event of the year coming up this Saturday, Happy Hour in the Greenhouse, hosted by the Vanderweel family. There are a few tickets left. Head to brownpapertickets.com if you're interested in joining us for that incredible event. Again, Happy Hour in the Greenhouse, Saturday, April 13th. I think I'll just leave it at that because, yeah, I think there's only two VIP tickets left, so I don't even want to mention them. Forget that. And there are some general admission tickets left. We've got an all-Alaska-grown meal, entertainment by the Carhartt brothers. It's just a really fun afternoon in the greenhouse, so hope to see some of our supporters there. Moving right along. I invited you two to be on the show today so that we could talk about the incredible agriculture program and FFA program over at Palmer High School. I'm so glad you're here. It's been a couple of months since we had Don Burbrick on, and he was kind of talking about his exit and what he's going to be doing next. And he was so excited to announce, it was like on the show that day that he announced that he was being replaced by two teachers, which is super cool. So before we jump into all of those details, I always like to challenge my guests a little by asking a little about themselves. Tell me how you got to Alaska and your connection to Alaska agriculture, why you chose this field. Corinne, we'll start with you.
Great question. I actually grew up in Alaska. Okay. I'm from Homer, Alaska. And
my second favorite town in Alaska, just for the record.
I know. It's pretty
great. I love Homer. Yeah.
I fell in love with FFA when I was in high school, and that made me pursue agriculture. I left the state to pursue a degree in agricultural education. I attended Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, and then Tarleton State University for my master's in Stephenville, Texas. Wow. I did my student teaching in Idaho, and then I came back here and was just super excited to be involved in agriculture in our state and in the valley, and specifically to be in such a strong program at Palmer High School.
Right.
It really has built itself to be very well established and really
yeah.
well known.
Kind of one of the flagship programs of the state. What a success story. That you don't hear about that very often, about kids growing up in Alaska, wanting to be involved in agriculture, leaving, and then coming back. So many of them leave and never come back, right? So we're so glad that you came back.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here.
Cheers to Alpoint Dexter. Was he your advisor down in Homer?
He was my advisor, yes. Yeah. Ingerpoint Greenhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. I had him on the show a while back, and we barely skimmed the surface of all the things that Al's been involved with and continues to be involved with. So mad props to him and that program. We're so glad that you got exposed to FFA there. Yeah. Cody, how about you?
Yeah, well, I think we're the Peninsula team because I'm originally from Soldotna. We had a feed store, Echo Lake Feed.
Yeah.
And from there, moved to the Valley and was involved in the dairy business for a little bit.
Right.
And went to college, decided I wanted to dairy, leased a dairy, and then went back to college so that I could teach. And I guess that's kind of lands me where I'm at now. But I would like to mention last year I was working for the Southeast Island School District.
Right.
Where they're producing a lot of, well, they're attempting to produce a lot of their food and fresh produce down there in the greenhouses, which
yeah.
is a pretty neat program.
Yep. So growing up, did you always know that you were going to be involved in agriculture at some level? Or was it exposure, you know, to FFA? Or how did you decide that this is what you wanted to do?
I think for me, part of it was I wanted to get away from it,
yeah.
but at the same time, it gets in your blood, and
yeah.
I felt like it was something I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
In fact, I should have mentioned I was a Wasilla graduate, but I went to Palmer for the agriculture classes, and so
oh.
Don was my teacher.
Oh, okay.
And so I remember sitting in that class thinking, this is such a cool job. Like, you get to just work with, you know, students, and you get to talk about things you're passionate about. And I think from then on, I was like always looking to see if I could maybe do something like that someday.
Yeah, hoping that someday Don would actually retire. We were sad to see him go, but again, super cool that he was replaced by the both of you. So let's jump into the specifics of that a little bit. One of you take the lead. Tell me about, we'll start with the ag education side of things, like the classroom time, and then the other one can tell me more about FFA at Palmer High. So who wants to talk about classroom and how it's changed or what's evolved since Don left and you started?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that one. So we were fortunate enough to there was an opening at the welding position at Palmer High School, and so that was neat that we got to expand into that position. And so there was two of us, you know, that could teach science CTE courses, and so we kind of split our time, both of us, between that. And this year we kind of split up our plant and animal science classes, and I think that's working really well. And if you can have two people doing something like as big a job as that is, it's fantastic. So it's really helped, and especially in our first year.
Sure.
It would have been a lot for just one of us to do.
Yeah. Well, now, were you guys involved in FFA at the same time frame? Like, did you guys compete against each other? Did you know each other in the high school FFA world?
We were actually talking about this the other day. I think we missed each other by just a year or two.
Okay, I was just curious. How many kids are involved in an agriculture education class at Palmer High this year? Tough question, sorry. I should have asked you that in advance. Any idea?
I think that my average is 25 students a class. Some have a little bit more, some have a little bit less.
Yeah.
But I think 25 is a pretty solid average in my classes.
Okay.
Except for the welding classes, of course. Those are capped at 12 because of facilities.
Sure. So a lot of kids are getting exposed to ag education. Were you able to double the number of kids then? Since there's two of you compared to when Don was teaching, are there double the number of kids being exposed to ag education at some level?
Yeah, I think our numbers are up. Definitely FFA membership is up from last year.
Yeah.
And I think that's mainly due to the increased numbers. I think we have at least over 200 students enrolled in FFA. So that's been a big jump, and good for the association in general too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Corinne, let's talk about that a little bit more. So if I were a student at Palmer High School and I wanted to take a welding class, does that automatically mean that I'm part of Palmer FFA as well? Or how does it work?
Yeah, so agriculture incorporates many different kinds of careers, whether you want to be involved with animals or plants, but we also believe it has a big part with mechanics.
Absolutely.
And since we're teaching the welding classes, that's a huge part of agriculture. So we do an affiliate dues. So any student that's in our class is automatically enrolled in FFA. So all of our welding students are automatically FFA members.
Okay.
And I would say we have a really good response from our welding students, too.
Yeah.
There's the agricultural mechanics competition for FFA, and our students are really engaged in that competition and very interested.
That's awesome.
So our welding students are definitely part of that organization.
Yeah, that's great. And you say that, you know, the mechanics is an important part of a farm. I think mechanics can be the linchpin. It can be the thing that makes or breaks a farm, whether you have access to a good mechanic, right? I know that in my family, growing up, my brother wanted nothing to do with the animals. He hated the cows and the horses, and that was my passion. I loved to be out with my dad chasing cows on horses. But my brother liked to weld, and so he spent a lot of time in the shop, and every time a piece of equipment would fail or, you know, all winter he was prepping equipment for the upcoming season, right? So really usable skills that kids could take forward, right?
Yeah, and it's great just to show the diversity of agriculture and the diversity in FFA. You know, it's just not just the agriculture, but it's also the leadership and being able to expose students to those opportunities as well, just because they're taking a welding class.
Right. Is there still a small engine program at Palmer High?
We don't have that this year.
Okay.
We'll be talking to counselors about next year, so we'll see if it gets put back on the schedule.
Yeah.
We have been meeting with our ag mechanics teams after school, and they've been exposed to small engines.
Okay.
So we've been working on that some, but not right now.
Not specifically. Mm-hmm. Okay. So approximately 200 kids being exposed to ag education at some level through just classroom, and then how many kids? What are your numbers for Palmer FFA this year?
Oh, well, again, we're affiliate, so everyone's in there. It also really depends on the event.
Okay.
If we have a volunteering, almost every single event, we have about 50 students attend.
Wow.
And it's different per event.
Yeah.
So we might have a district leadership conference, and 50 students come because they love the leadership portion. And then we have district competitions that we had in February, and students come because they're super engaged in parliamentary procedure or their speaking competitions or ag mechanics. It draws different crowds. Colony Christmas brought a different group of students. The Harvest Dinner with the Grange brought a different group of students. So it really is super diverse. I would say over 100 students have engaged in FFA in one way or another.
That's awesome.
Depending on the event.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are Corinne and Cody, the two, what is that your title? Ag education teacher, both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so these are the two two, emphasis on that, the two ag education teachers at Palmer High School this year. Again, just an incredible program. I think, I don't know, Don told us he taught for 20 years or something over at Palmer High. And to, you know, I think there were a lot of people in the community that were nervous about Don retiring, nervous that with perhaps a change in administration at Palmer High, that that position would disappear. And to see it replaced with two people has just been incredible. So let's, before we forget, let's talk about the upcoming FFA state convention, because next week is a big week in Palmer for FFA, right? What's going on, Cody?
Well, we've got our state convention.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll have multiple events, some that just come to my head are some of the leadership events where we're talking about prepared public speaking, extemporaneous speaking, parliamentary procedure.
Yeah.
Then you have your career development events like ag mechanics and some of the natural resources,
job
marine
interview.
Sciences,
I always judge interview. Job interview. I love watching those kids pretend to apply for a job.
Yeah. So it'll be a very busy week for us as teachers, and then also the students. They're coming from all over the state, which is great. We get to host it here in Palmer.
Yeah. Do you know, Corinne, how many students are coming for convention this year?
Oh, I haven't heard the final numbers, but Palmer's bringing 40. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Very good. I was talking to Kevin in the last couple of days, and I think he might have said it's going to be one of the biggest it's ever been, right? Like, numbers are way up for FFA in Alaska, right?
I know that they were hoping for the goal of 200 members.
Okay.
We'll see if we've reached that goal or not. But they chartered some new chapters this year, one in Seward and one in Tok.
Right.
So we're growing as a state for agriculture.
Yeah. I periodically have Sky Reimers, a local. Mm-hmm. She's on the state officer team now, right? I can't remember which position she's in.
The reporter? Yeah, reporter.
Yeah. And she's always updating me on the number of chapters and things. But it's been so fun to watch that that organization grow. And like you said, chartering new chapters. And, you know, again, every kid that is exposed to agriculture education in some level or to FFA through welding or something else, I just think it adds so much to their character and their leadership and who they're going to be out in the community. And we love those blue coats. When I worked at the Division of Agriculture, I think I had four different interns that were former FFA members, and they were the best interns I could get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just throw that out to listeners that if you see a bunch of those blue coats around Palmer next week, you know, give them a high five, thank them for the community service that they're doing. Do we know what the community service project is this year?
I do know.
Okay.
We're partnering with My House
We're
talking about suicide prevention.
Okay. Very cool. Another great organization in the Valley. Glad to see that you guys are, you know, getting involved with them. That'll be great. Let's talk specifically more about some of the successes over at Palmer High in the Ag Education program. I know you brought a list of some of the awards and some of the programs that you guys are focused on. Tell me about a couple of them. What are some of the highlights for this year?
Yeah, I guess I'd be most excited about talking about the students. We just had this conversation, Corinne and I, the other day about how, you know, we're involving so many students in things that maybe don't typically get involved in things.
Sure.
And so we've got a wide range of talents and personalities, which has been super exciting. So I think on that level, we're just excited to get everybody engaged.
Yeah.
But some of the individuals, we had a student go to, where did they go?
I think it was to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
Okay.
For a tribal agriculture conference for youth.
Oh, okay.
He won that from a writing contest, which was really fun. Some of the, gosh, we could just thank Farm Bureau, both the state and the local Matsu chapter.
Absolutely.
For their support, we were able to get an education mini grant, which is helping us kind of start our orchard and garden area, get that going again. And, you know, that'll feed into the lunchroom. That'll feed into the culinary arts program.
Oh, cool.
That'll go back to the food bank and also teach them skills, and it'll be open to the community. So we just feel like that's a big win. The Division of Forestry through a federal grant just is providing a little bit more for that. Greer Tank. We just had the local community and just Alaska in general has just been super supportive of our efforts to kind of expand the program. And without the community, it wouldn't happen. So we're really appreciative of that.
Talk to me more about the orchard. Are you going to plant trees like right there behind the building there on Palmer High grounds or somewhere else?
Yeah, we've got a fenced-in area already, which has been nice. Unfortunately, at some point, some of the topsoil was taken away from different areas.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be looking at the lower portion, more of the eastern side of the building, where there's some of that better soil.
Yeah.
And then move some raised beds onto the stuff that was maybe scalped a little bit. So that anyway, we're working with what we have. But we've got quite a bit. And gosh, we have to thank our administrative team and the community for their support of that.
Yeah.
We're really excited about that. And kids are grafting trees right now.
No way.
From crabapple rootstock. And we just hope that they, you know, every year the students kind of can take pride and look back when maybe their kids are going to Palmer High and they can see, hey, I started that.
I planted that tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be really excited about it.
I guess apple trees are one of those things that you might, I mean, a student could be involved with it freshman year and never see fruit and set, right?
It's going to be a little while, but we better get started now.
Yeah. How many trees are you planting?
We have planned to do about 25.
Okay.
And it'll be pretty diverse in its planting. We've got Renetka and Selkirk crabapple rootstock, and then from there we can graft a bunch of things and try a bunch of things. So that'll be really exciting.
Yeah. Any local orcharders or businesses helping you out with that, or do you guys have, you know, grafting experience in your own quiver? Like, is that something that you know how to do? Because I certainly don't know how to graft trees.
I wouldn't sell myself as a perfect grafter, but there's some cool tools that you can use, and then you can obviously do with a freehand with a knife. But Alaska Pioneer Fruit Growers has been a big supporter, and then a lot of technical advice from the Plant Material Center, coming from Rob Carter and some of those folks. And you know, got to mention the experiment farm too. Jody Anderson with her knowledge of soils.
Yeah.
I just love the team that we have in place everywhere. It's a really collaborative effort.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. If you wanted to be involved in Alaskan agriculture, right now is a great time to be involved, because there's just, not only is there great potential, you know, there's demand for the product, but then you have these resources scattered across the state in all the good spots. Yeah, boy, that just obviously makes me want to talk about the budget, because that's what I've been so focused on. But let's not talk about the budget. Let's not do it. Corinne, talk to me about the FFA plant sale. Is that coming up here soon?
Yes, it is May 10th and 11th.
Okay.
It's going to be a Friday and Saturday. So Friday at 12 until 6, and Saturday from 9 until 6 as well.
Oh, okay.
So we hope to have everyone come out. We're also going to be trying to showcase a little bit an open house feature. Palmer's been a chapter in FFA for about 40 years now. Is that right?
Yeah.
And so we want to showcase some of the history of Palmer FFA and some of the present pieces of Palmer FFA.
Yeah.
And also, there will be students there helping, so it'll be really nice to see students interacting and showing off all the great things that they've grown there.
Absolutely. So that's obviously happening now. They've got stuff going in the greenhouse now, prepping for that plant sale, right?
The greenhouse is very green.
Yeah.
Cody's greenhouse classes have been doing a really good job.
Okay. And so you said the 9th and 10th? Is that Mother's Day weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry,
this year?
10th and 11th.
10th and 11th.
Did I say 9th and 10th? I meant 10th and 11th.
Yeah, I could have made that up. But that, I think that's Mother's Day weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
so
it
a
is.
Nice way to, you know, get mom over to the greenhouse and let her pick up some plants. I know I do that with one of my surrogate moms. I take her to Fresh Starts Farms and let her pick her own present, right? And that makes her very happy. So get over to the Palmer High FFA plant sale instead this year and load up on some plants for mom. Vegetable starts, plants like perennials and annuals, what all are you selling at the plant sale? Flowers or just vegetables? What do we have?
Yeah, this year I think we've got over 200 hanging baskets.
Oh, my goodness.
Mostly petunia, which will be nice, some fuchsias, a few other things thrown in there. The kids definitely help with that. So sometimes it's an eclectic mix, but it's it's fun. They learn a lot by doing that.
Sure.
A lot of vegetable starts. We try to get varieties that we know will reproduce here. So, just off the top of my head, we've got of course, the tomato starter and the cucumbers and a lot of the squashes, zucchini. And so we'll have a lot of vegetable starts. We've also got a lot of ornamental shrubs this year.
Okay.
And we'll have some crab apple and hopefully grafted apple trees ready to go. And we'll have strawberries. So should have and dahlias. I should mention some dahlias too.
Okay.
So it really plays well into our curriculum. The students learn a lot about the science, but also the hands-on nature of greenhouse growing. And you know, you can, the open house, you can check out our hydroponic grow tower the students built this year.
Very cool.
And we discovered a box of old picture slides. So we got those, we're getting those developed, and just come see yourself, maybe, some of you.
Former FFA students, yeah. Another quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are Corinne and Cody from the Palmer High Ag Education Program and FFA Program. So we've already hit our last segment. The time just flies by, I know. You just mentioned kids learning so much in these classrooms, learning about growing plants in the greenhouse. So talk to me about that. If I'm taking one of your greenhouse classes and I kill every plant I touch, do I fail? Because I kind of do that with plants.
Right. There's room for failure in learning anything.
Okay,
and
good.
So I think as a first year teacher here at Palmer, at least, you know, we've learned some things. Hey, we're not going to do that next year as far as labels are concerned. I'm going to be a little bit more vigilant about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice. We try to allow for a little bit of freedom and choice. And so not everything's perfect sometimes,
sure.
But they really take ownership of it.
Yeah.
If you don't let them have a voice, they don't believe in it. So,
right.
There's some students are just on fire right now. That greenhouse is very full, and
that's awesome.
They're just watching every single plant come up.
Yeah, that's very good. Our future food producers, hopefully. That's a number that I would love to see, and maybe I'll task Skye with that the next time I talk to her. It would be really interesting to see how many Alaskan FFA kids that were involved with Alaskan FFA at some level in their lifetime are now back in agricultural production somewhere in Alaska. Wouldn't that be a fun number?
That would be really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just thinking through it and thinking about the, you know, farmers that I get exposed to and the young people that I get exposed to. And then it's like you two, like coming back around, like you're not directly on the farm anywhere, but you're back involved in the industry, right? Which is
mm-hmm.
a cool
yeah.
thing. Yeah. So tell me some more about other programs, other things you guys have going on. So the kids are competing next week in state convention. And obviously, Corinne, what happens after state convention? Where do they go if they're, you know, the top competitors?
Yeah, we have students competing in all sorts of competitions, parliamentary procedure, extemporaneous speaking, prepared public speaking, ag mechanics, veterinary science. They've been practicing very hard. Some are coming in after school. Some are coming in during lunch during the week.
Yeah.
So we've been working really hard. If they are the top competitor at state, then they get to go on to the national level.
Right.
It's in Indianapolis in October. So we'll look forward to bringing some students to nationals, hopefully as competitors in these competitions.
Yeah.
Yeah, great opportunities for them to grow as leaders, grow as a team, and
right.
then to learn some of those technical skills as well.
Right, and just that trip alone, getting to go, because mm-hmm. aren't there like 50,000 FFA kids all gathered in one place at one
yeah,
time, right?
Yeah, it's either 50 or 60,000
yeah.
all in Indianapolis.
We had Skye on the show right after she'd been there last year, and you know, I was really excited because she got to see Garth Brooks perform.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
she was also, you know, it was also pretty exciting that they were in the same room as the president of the United States. That was
yeah.
kind of a big deal. I was more excited about Garth Brooks, but, you know, cool exposure for those kids. And just, again, I think that if you had a room full of students and you listened to them all speak for just a couple minutes, you could probably pick out the FFA kids pretty easily just because of their, you know, the way they carry themselves and conduct themselves. And they just learn such great life lessons by being involved in FFA. So they've got state convention next week. They've got many of them, if they have animal projects, they're involved in the fair coming up in August. What else goes on with FFA besides those two major things? Like, what are some other highlights throughout the year that these kids are working towards?
I think the next thing that will be coming up is we'll elect chapter officers
okay.
for next year.
Yeah.
We'll be providing them some training over the summer, hopefully.
Right.
So that way they're ready to go. They'll plan all sorts of different activities. So we kind of create a list of different kinds of activities they should do. Community service, and the students will decide what that will be, how they're going to interact with the different stakeholders in the community, interact
yeah.
with agriculture, promote agriculture, develop our FFA membership, and then
mm-hmm.
also provide the leadership opportunities to our members.
Yeah.
So the opportunities and things that we do throughout the year are so diverse.
Sure.
Again, draws a good diverse crowd in.
Yeah, absolutely. You're brand new to Palmer FFA. Well, not brand new. I mean, I was looking at the calendar the other day. It's like a month of school left, right? Do you guys have the countdown in your head? Are you those kind of teachers?
It's going a little too fast as far as like the things we have to do.
And the things you're hoping to accomplish in the year.
How much time is left, yeah.
Yeah. But so you're wrapping up year one, and I'd love to hear from both of you as we kind of wrap up the show. And we've got a little bit of time. Don't feel like you have to be rushed. But put on your thinking cap and imagine 5 years from now. Like, you know, you've just wrapped up year one or just about to, and I'm sure there's just a million things that you wish you could have done different or had time for, et cetera. But what do you think the program looks like 5 years from now, Cody?
It's funny you should mention that. We do have a five-year plan written
out. Good for you.
And we need to revise it as we go.
Sure.
But a lot of it's developing the school farm and orchard.
Awesome.
You know, because I feel that that also develops students at the same time.
Sure.
So that'll be a big part of it. You know, surviving your first year at any new job is always pretty essential. So
yeah.
I feel like fine-tuning teaching skills, I think that's something you should do throughout.
Yeah.
So I think we'll continue doing that. But these partnerships and collaborations we have in the community, we just want to keep building on those.
Sure.
Because I feel like students are plugged into jobs, they're plugged into career opportunities, and they gain skills. And so I feel like that's really where we're going. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. It's really been a dream come true that I've thought about for a really long time. So
yeah.
I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
That's awesome.
But as a parting thought, too, these kids, they just surprise you every day. Their commitment and their passion. And sometimes it comes from students you don't even think it would normally come from. So we're able to reach demographics of students and really make a positive change in their life. And they do the same to those around them.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. What about you, Corinne?
I think the thing I'd like to echo the most is building with those community partnerships.
Sure.
I've been teaching the animal science class, and we've had cats, dogs, cows, sheep, horses, pigs. We've had it all come in. And as Cody mentioned, building our farm right now, we have chickens, rabbits, a Chinese water dragon, and a box turtle that students are engaging with. Yeah. So building on that, I mean, students love interacting with the animals.
Sure.
We love having people come in and showcase their agriculture. We've had a veterinarian come in. I think just building off of that, even when I have someone come in to talk about forestry, I feel like I could have 10 people come in. And it
Absolutely.
Just gets me excited thinking about how we could connect students to individuals in the community.
Yeah.
I definitely have had a couple students tell me, I want a job this summer in agriculture.
That's
Can
awesome.
You find me a job in mm-hmm. agriculture?
Yeah.
So helping not only the program make connections, but the students to make connections realistically in our community related to agriculture. So I think that will be my biggest goal is to see those connections build and see students be able to interact with those community members.
Yeah.
And then just to see our FFA membership flourish and grow, to see the students engage in that and be more self-motivated to, you know, I want to go to state convention. I want to go to national convention. Right now, some of them don't know what those are. So we're excited to expose them, but we want to see the tradition build and for them to not only be motivating themselves, but motivate the freshmen coming in.
Yeah, the next generation. Well, that's incredible. I'm so thrilled that you guys are there. You know, I've got a couple of girls that are hopefully be coming up through the Palmer program, and I'm super excited that it's flourishing. Like you said, that the administration supported it, that the community supports it. We're really glad that both of you guys are there, and we look forward to watching the program continue to grow. So thanks for joining me on Ag Matters this morning, and good luck this last month of school.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
yes,
you
thank
bet.
You.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.